Hear now what the Lord is saying. Arise, plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Listen, you mountains, to the indictment by the Lord, and you enduring foundations of the earth, because the Lord has a case against his people, and he will dispute with Israel. My people, what have I done to you? And how have I wearied you? Answer me. Indeed, I brought you up from the land of Egypt. I redeemed you from the house of slavery, and I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. My people, remember now what Balak, king of Moab, planned, and what Balaam, son of Beor, answered him, and what happened from Shittim to Gilgal, so that you might know the righteous acts of the Lord. With what shall I come to the Lord and bow myself before the God on high? Shall I come to him with burnt offerings, with yearling calves? Does the Lord take pleasure in thousands of rams, in 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I give him my firstborn for my wrongdoing, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, mortal one, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God.
The voice of the Lord will call to the city, and it is sound wisdom to fear your name. Hear you, tribe, who has designated its time. Is there still a person in the wicked house, along with treasures of wickedness and a short measure that is cursed?
Can I justify dishonest balances in a bag of fraudulent weights? For the rich people of the city are full of violence. Her residents speak lies, and their tongue is deceitful in their mouth. So also I will make you striking you down, making you desolate because of your sins. You will eat, but you will not be satisfied, and your filth will be in your midst. You
shoots of Omri and every work of the house of Ahab are maintained. And you walk by their plans. Therefore I will give you up for destruction.